Several people asked me the same question about the message this past Sunday from Luke chapter 1, the message about Zechariah and the angel's message to him. It included these words in Luke 1, verse 15. It says, "He will be great before the Lord, and he must not drink wine or strong drink, and he will be filled with the Holy Spirit, even from his mother's womb." Question I was asked is, how could he be filled in his mother's womb when clearly he hasn't gotten saved yet? I thought that was a real good question. Notice the verse doesn't say that he was indwelled with the Holy Spirit. Indwelling is reserved for regenerate people, those that have trusted Christ as Savior. Holy Spirit takes up permanent residence. This is the word filled, which doesn't all by itself answer the question, but actually there are two different words that are both translated filled in the New Testament in relation to the Holy Spirit. One of them refers to a character quality, as in someone who has been filled with the Holy Spirit is an individual who is entirely submissive to the Holy Spirit. That was one of the characteristics of the first seven deacons in Acts chapter 6, characteristic of several other individuals, Barnabas, Jesus himself, and many others. And that's the word that Paul uses when he exhorts believers to be filled with the Holy Spirit in Ephesians chapter 5. The other word, and that's the other one, is the one that occurs in this passage. This is not talking about an unborn baby who is submissive to the Holy Spirit. The other word, as it occurs in this passage, refers to the Holy Spirit's enabling ministry. That is, an individual has a particular assignment, a ministry assignment from the Lord, and to fulfill that assignment, he needs the power of the Holy Spirit. In many cases, that's a temporary filling, and in other cases, it can be more long-term, or even in the case of John the Baptist, lifelong. So this doesn't have anything to say about John's relationship with God, whether his soul was regenerate or not. I think the best assumption is that John had to repent of sin and accept God's provision of salvation, just like anybody else, even in the Old Testament era. But that this statement about being filled from his mother's womb means that all throughout his lifetime, starting from this early point, he was the beneficiary of the enabling work of the Holy Spirit. And you can see that makes good sense because of the enormous importance of his ministry responsibility, being the forerunner of Christ himself.